Hi, I'm Steve DeStante. I'm here with my friend Chintan Panchal today. Chintan is an impact attorney. Chintan, you actually put me on my journey to impact investing. It was awesome. You and I were talking about what my passion was, where it was in the investment world, and then suddenly you explained to me that that was all about being an impact investor. Can you tell us a little bit about where your impact journey began?
Sure. So I started my firm about 6 years ago. And when I started the firm, I had three basic missions, right? I wanted to work with people that were inspiring to me. I wanted to work on projects that I could really get emotionally behind, things that I could really believe in. And I wanted to work for clients who were doing really meaningful, impactful work in the world. When I came upon impact investing, it really hit all three of those for me. Essentially, my background's in private equity, so corporate finance, M&A, doing deals, that's what we do. A client who was a pioneer in the space heard about us just through kind of word of mouth and approached me, and they decided that they needed someone with a kind of M&A, corporate finance, private equity background to help them do this new type of transaction that they were working on, which was called impact investing. I first heard about it at that point in time working with that client and kind of grew up with that company. That company has since gotten sold to Goldman Sachs, and their impact and the types of work that they've been doing has been magnified significantly. But through that experience, we got a chance to work with a number of people that were on the front lines of what's really a rapidly developing field of essentially using investment dollars to help achieve social, environmental, personal missions that investors have in terms of making the world a better place in the way that they happen to see fit.
In your 5 years in advising people on investing with impact, how has that changed?
Great question. I would say that, and I'm not the only person to say this, I'm certainly not the first person to say this, it's one of the most rapidly growing fields within investing in general. And in the last 5 years, the field has matured significantly. And I can say that in my experience, investors have become more sophisticated. Social mission-driven and environmental-driven, mission-driven businesses have become more sophisticated. The markets have developed, and the investing public has grown a significant appetite for these types of opportunities. So those are, you know, that's the good side of it, right? The downside of it is that you've seen a bit of negative externalities come out with associated with the term impact investing. I would say that people we've heard that people find the word impact investor to be a negative in some cases. Sometimes it can be used, you know, to imply someone who's not as serious as a traditional venture capitalist, for example, or much more patient with respect to the money that they're investing. Now, those things can be true, but what we're trying to help achieve is a level of sophistication in impact investing that is on par or greater than you would find in, you know, other traditional investing fields.
Right now, impact investing is really very much only available to the very wealthy. How do you see that changing in the future?
Absolutely. It goes back to something I just mentioned about this growing appetite and demand for impact investing opportunities among the broader investing public. I would say that I have seen not only wealthy families and high net worth individuals, not only private equity funds that have an impact-driven focus in their investment activity, but more consumer products coming to market at a significant rate. I would say any major investment house that you can find, right? So JP and Goldman and Morgan Stanley, they all have products that are impact driven in some way. Now, when you look at those products, you got to take a close look to see whether it matches up with what you're looking to achieve. Some of those products are really focused on not doing harm, right? So not investing in companies that would be extractive or polluting type of industries. Some of those are much more focused on actually achieving positive change. So the caveat there is take a look deeply at what you're looking at when you're looking at products.
Chintan, in your experience, how successful have these investments been for your clients? Have they worked out?
Great question. Part of the answer to that question is it remains to be seen, because the investments are relatively young. Private equity investments are typically longer term hold investments. That being said, there is a lot of data that's coming out right now that shows that at the very least, having an ESG focus, environmental, social, and good governance focus in your investing strategy yields positive market-beating outcomes when benchmarked against traditional investments. That data is starting to come out now, and I think that data will continue to show that impact-forward investments, right? So people that take their money, invest it with the expectation of achieving a financial return, not only are seeing better financial returns when they're thinking about impact as well, but they're also seeing measurable positive social impact that their dollars are helping achieve in the markets that they're investing in.